What a difference a housing market makes. Instead of being a booming piece of the U.S. economy, it's now a drag on growth. New figures on the nation's gross domestic product show an annual growth rate of just 1.6% over the summer months. That is the lowest rate of growth in more than 3 years, and the slowdown was due almost entirely to the weak housing market. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
As rough patches go, this one has come about with unusual suddenness. Earlier this year, the economy was growing at better than 5.5%, and Federal Reserve officials were worried about inflation pressures. Since then, interest rates have gone up, and job creation has been weak. Now, overall growth is what economists call below trend, which means it's weaker than necessary to sustain a healthy economy. Joel Naroff is president of Naroff Economic Advisors.
Clearly, there's an economic slowdown going on. And 1.6 is the slowest we've seen since the quarter where we had the Iraq War in 2003.
But Naroff noted something that a lot of economists pointed out today. Almost all of the slowdown in growth was due to the unusually weak housing market. Just yesterday, the Commerce Department said that the median price of a single-family home fell in September at its fastest rate since 1970. Again, Joel Naroff.
The simple fact is housing bubble has burst. We had gained dramatically in 2004 and 2005 and even early 2006 from housing, and now we're paying the price from that excessive construction that occurred.
Growth was also hurt by a surge in imported goods, which rose faster than exports. Bush administration officials downplayed the significance of today's numbers and predicted they would rebound when the housing market stabilized. In an interview on Bloomberg Television, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson noted that if it weren't for the home construction sector, overall growth would have been a more respectable 2.6 or 2.7%, about where growth was during the second quarter.
I had much more concern in January when we were growing at 5.6% than I do now. I feel good about the economy looking forward.
Some economists echoed his view. Nigel Galt, chief U.S. economist at Global Insight, said the slowing housing market was hurting growth, but he said many other indicators look much better. The Dow is at record highs, consumer confidence has rebounded, and gasoline prices are coming down, which will give consumers more money to spend. Galt said all of that will have an impact in the months to come.
To get a recession, you'd need not just residential construction to be slowing down, but you'd also need business investment spending to be slowing down very dramatically. That doesn't seem to be happening. And although we think there'll be some fallout from the housing market on consumer spending, we don't think it's going to be so dramatic as to pull us into recession.
Whatever its reasons, the slowdown is one more piece of bad news for the Republicans as they head into the midterm elections, and Democrats rush to highlight the numbers. Rhode Island Senator Jack Reed said the numbers prove that the Bush tax cuts haven't worked. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.